We're holding the Sibukuf Sadeches, Sibukuf Zayin, Sibukuf Chatzitza, or the gate to make up and paint. It's very important Sib over here. The Chatzitzas are called important Sifin. Sib Aleph is basically the column in the Ramah. You have to remove everything. Sib Test is the idea of Makov, Gelub, Scabs. And now Sibukuf Zayin, the idea of the gate to make up. To go slowly through Sigur, step by step. First, the Beisheisa brings down to Rishayim, the Rajma, the Rosh, discussing what happens if you have makeup on her hands, on Osiris, what the loch is. And the both Mekel, they bring down two separate reasons. One reason is the kantip called noi, something to look nice. Pekert, you do not want to remove it, you want to have it over there. And since you want to have it over there, the loch of the Rajba, ki'iluhu migufay solsar, someone puts inside the here, die. It's part of the guf of the here itself, compares it like a beggar who has die inside, a pereches has die inside. It's the guf hadover, the thing itself, the heter of noi. A second story says that there's a concept over here that any makeup they put on has no mamashes to it. It's only chazusa, clearly rosh, aimed by mamash, el chazusa ba'amo. And since it's not tangible, therefore also the loch over here is, it's not nechle getel chatzitza. So we have two separate reasons why to be makel, the sug of noi and the sug of chazusa. Just to explain each one, first the case of noi. The question I heard him like discussing to bring out the point. In Sifchov Gimel, we discussed the loch of a ring. We brought down the loch of a ring. It's a takshit over here. It's noi. Why in the world is it when it's tight? Is it the case of a chatzitz over here? So I heard him speak out to be clear. The het of noi is dafka when it's part and parcel of the person. It's a chilik of the guf itself. Mashenkin, a ring is on top of your guf. A necklace is on top. And braces on top. It's not part of the guf. The whole head is dafka. When you have makeup, that comes part of your guf. When you have the deal inside of here, it comes part of the body. Not just anything that's noy. It has to be something that's part of the body. The second letter, chazusa, how do you define it? So go with Malach al-Khutshani and numerous forms seem to go. Chazusa means something that is tangible through mishmush, through touching. That means there are certain things, you put a pen mark on your body, if you touch it, you don't sense it at all. Nichol and get of chazusa. If you have nail polish, not in the whole dry finger, and you put your hand over it, you'll see this height to it. It has a thickness to it. Pashtus nail polish will not have the head of chazusa. Agam, it's there for night. Therefore, you have to get involved with different makeups. Mascara, they tell me, has chazusa to it. Eyeshadow, cover up, has chazusa, something is not tangible. So you have to go through different ones, even by ink. By the ink of a secretariat, put your finger over it, you'll feel it. Ink on your hand, lamaisi, you won't feel it. Now, it's not clear to me exactly where you find this get, where does it switch over. Example, certain makeups have a different texture, and you put on your body, and you put your hand over it, it's not the height you're feeling, it's the texture you're feeling. It's the oil base over there. Is that chazusa? Was it mamashis? Yesh logam. Also, how sensitive does it mean to be sensitive? Some people are more sensitive than others. What is lipstick? They put on very thin. Some people will sense it, some people won't sense it. It's not clear. But if you go to the Mahalach of the Chutshani, the get is something that's tangible. It's not Nichol Hetev Chazusa, it's Mamoshis. Something not tangible, again, like a pen mark, very simple, and Nichol Hetev Chazusa. And once we have these two Yesedis over here, Noi and Chazusa, among the Chonim, they really have a Chakira Navon behind it, with four different questions over here. Speaking of the first of four questions, we have the Lochan Sivches, Kachol, the blue of the outside of the eye is Chatzitza. That's blue makeup. So why in Sivches, it's outside the eye Chatzitza, and Sivyat Zayin, makeup is not a Chatzitza. One question. Sivtas Vav, with the Aloch of Dioy, of ink, says over there, if it's Yovish, it's a Chatzitza. Why, but us, by the case of makeup, Chazusa, it's not a Chatzitza. A third question. By us in Sivyat Zayin itself, it said by the case of a Tzeva, of a painter, if it's her umnus, it's not a chatzitza. Masha and King, the Chum speak out very clearly. Someone's not their umnus, it is a chatzitza. Why? Why is that the heter of ing chazusa? And the fourth question that Chum have to grapple with is the flow of the mechaber. The mechaber starts with the locha of makeup. Lechem mishu tzapo. Masha and King has mikudas over there to tell you the word tzapo over here. A painter will also have the locha. What's the hemshuch, the flow of the mechaber, of the case of makeup to paint? Does it have to be two things, a painting? Or no, is a locha that can flow, that flows one to another? That's first four questions that all the Gedolei Achronim are discussing. A second point over here is Chakira among the Gedolei Achronim. We said we have two Mahalchim over here. We have the site of Noi and the site of Chazusa. Is that two separate reasons why to be Michael, and each one stands by itself? If it's not tangible, Beseder. And also, if it's noise, Beseder. But no, L'maisi need both of them together. Means a side idea that it's Chazusa and Noi. Each one by itself, L'maisi will not be Michael. That's the Chakiro and the four questions. Go through each Malach among the G'dol Achreidim. There's one Malach, the Bach is very clear, goes this way. And the priest of the first Malach goes. And he comes along and says you need both. You need the side, the number one, of Chazusa. And number two, you need the idea of Noi over here. And the way how the Patis Rimonu explains, the fact that it's Chazuso, it shows, it makes it to lack of Akpado. That's not enough. You gotta take it a step further. Either Chazuso with Noi is lack of Akpado.
I thought Chazuso, that doesn't exist. That's
we'll get to it. It is there. The words of Rosh is Kilin Gufay, but still not enough. He also throws an idea of Akpado. That means they're saying it's right. Patis Rimonu explains in the Rosh itself, question how exactly to read it. He says the Rosh is saying more than that. It's Chazusa together with the Kantum Donoi, or Chazusa together Kantum is her Malachdoi, and makes it the lack of Akpado. And the main het over here is no Akpado, either it's Chazusa with Noi, or Chazusa, that's the Umnus over here. And that's how, again, the Bach is very clear, you need both over here. Therefore, the Bach speaks out. The Bach speaks out. Halacha Sivches, the case of Kachol, of makeup over here. He speaks out, it's true, it's the Noi, outside the eye. But the mashus to it. You need both. You don't have both. The ma'isiv ches will be machmer. The loch and siv tesvav. True over there. It's a case of tiyoy. I have no mashus to it. The ma'isiv is not the noy. It's not the malachtoy. You don't have the second reason over here. You come up to be machmer. The loch and siv yitzayin. By the case of tzavo, painting. Dafka, a painter can make us umnus, her umnus over here. Mashek in other people, even though it's chazusa. But since there is a pod over here, it's not the case of noy. Not a case of Malachdai, it will be Machmer. That means he speaks out very clearly the Bach. We need both over here to be Michael. And therefore, the Hemshchel of Siv Yitzayin says Bach is Gishmach now. The Yisrael over here is what? Both of them were not Machbid. Both the case of Chazusa. This one's not Machbid Chazusa with Noi, because makeup. One were not Machbid because Chazusa and Sir Malachdai. And therefore, we're not Machbid. Says the Bach, Gishmach the Machaber. That's the flow over here. One Mahalach to answer four caches, and a Chumro comes out. You need the Maisa Bol. In number one, Chazusa. In number two, the Sugya of Noi over here. Asad HaSheni, the Pashas, the Taz, and the Shach, and clearly in the Pesach's second Mahalach, and the Chochmah Zonah passes like this, each one stands by itself. Chazusa, Maisa will be Meikol. Noi, the Maisa will be Meikol. If so, we have to go back now to four questions. How do you answer Kesh Kechol? This speaks out the Pesach. Kesh Kechol is better makeup inside your eye, and they ran to outside your eye. And the eye was not a case of Lanoi. It's like you have mascara that ran. So therefore, the outside eye has mamashis and is not Lanoi. That means the argument, why is Kechol outside your eye? Is Kechol outside your eye for makeup? It's Noi. Or just ran to outside your eye? Ran outside your eye. It's Chazusa, it's Noi. Therefore, it says, Apisha Lamayas will be Machmo over here. Chayotim goes this way. The Kasha Negev to Yoi. Mice over there, it's not Lanoi, and also speaks out that Taz and Shach, that being down the Rajbo, it's the case of Mamoshes. It sounds like Taz and Shach, that they have to bring down the Rajbo, that the Yoik is Mamoshes. We see over here that Loch is, that Mamoshes itself, Chazus itself, we make will be Mekel. The question by a Tzavo, coming the Achoinim, Sertar is asking, why the world by Tzavo, only by a painter will be Mekel, why not Sharon Oshim? It speaks out, Mamoshes, just to answer Sertar's Kasha. The case of a Tzavo is a case which is only Chazusa. That means, what is the case of a paint over here? The way the Sitar wants to understand, it says clearly the Mechaber is a case that has Mamoshes to it. Therefore, he has Kashas on the Taz. Mashenkin says the Mamosha, by the Shulchan speak out, according to the other Malach over here, it means no, a case is only Chazusa. And the reason where, sorry, it's a case of that has Mamoshes to it, this paint over here. That means, argue, what is the case of the painter? Now, what's the Hemshuch and Sif Yitzayin, the case of makeup to the halacha of a paint over here? So it comes out, at din, there's no Hemshuch. One has nothing to do with another. Two separate concepts over here. Except, we're both discussing paint. One's paint in the Noi, one's paint for umnis. The paint on the Geir to the Suga of Noi, or Chazusa, or Maisel, Meikel, is not a Chatzitza. The Geir to the Suga of a painter, she's not Machbid. Therefore, it's also not a Chatzitza. It's a little aura, but that's for the flow over here. What comes out among these two Malachim over here, the Gedolei Achronim, are basically four basic nafkaminas, four simple nafkaminas. Let's say you have an Uman, The other case over here had mamushes to it. Is there a problem or not? If you say each one stands by itself, therefore it can be Michael. If you need both reasons, that means according to the title, it might still be machmer. That means the painter with mamushes on the hands, what's a locha? Another case, let's say you have noi that has mamushes to it. Basically nail polish. Is that a chatzitz or not? According to the title, he wants to say like the Bach, you need both over here, might still be chatzitzo. If each one stands by itself, by nail polish, will not be a chatzitzo. So we have two cases that be mamoshes, and it's either noy or umrin, you know the two reasons. Take five carat. The case is only chazuso, but a person's machbid. Basically, you have a pen mark on your hand. You have makeup that has chazuso, but ran on a person's face. Is that a chatzitzo? Is that a problem over here? If you go to Mahalach, each one stands by itself, it's not a chatzitzo. If you go like the Bach, any pen mark, any makeup that ran, that even though it's chazuso, will be a case of chatzitzo. The fourth nafkimino, is where the Shach, the Rashba comes from, is unless you have a case that is chazuso, and also a case of no, it's both. But it's roi for the body, or roi for the Cyrus. What's the loch in that case? We pass against Cyrus with the Atzmoy. If you go to the Suga's lack of akbod as a heter, we know roi does not need akbod as a chatzitzo. If this heard of a heter is chazuso, it's commander lesso, kigufoi domi, so even roi, the mice will not be a case of chatzitzo. Therefore, the Shach brings on the Rashba, Roy will not be a case of Chatzitzo. So again, we have four nafkaminas and what the Avonah in the situation of makeup is, which Malach are you going with? Also, this is speaking of two nafkaminas in Pshat in the Sugi over here. We have the Taz that brings down the Rakeach that's brought down the Beis Yosef, a case of an Isha touches a Kedera or a Yoro, that over here, and from the blackness of the Kedera comes upon a hand, and the Rakeach is very clear, it's not a Chatzitzo. Why is it not a chatzitza for? The Taz sounds like, because he holds Alokhis Chazusa stands by itself, he can't be Mekel. In fact, they said, the Taira, how can you stand that way? The Mechaber says you need both. I mean, the Taz saying you one, the Mechaber says you need both. He said, how do you know the Mechaber needs both, says the Siddetaira? In the Mechaber's case of Tzabo, it's Chazusa. And still only a Tzabo, a painter, can be Mekel. Mashenkin Shar Noshim, be Machmer. Why be Machmer for? Because the case over there, is a regular other noshim, it's not malachta, it's not lenoi. Therefore, who says, I was pshat of the rekech over here? Once that said, chalami, the sugi of the rekech, it's dafka miyut she'ina makbid. Not like the tasal like from chazuso. How do you answer the sugi of the tarot mahalach? You have to answer the tzab as a case of chalami is a situation that is not, it has mamoshes to it. That means the argument is the case of tzabah, mamoshes, or chazuso. That means, in pshat in the rekech, what's the story of the heter? So Tara ends off with the Divrei Chamudas between the Sugya Miyad She'ein the Makbid. The Taz sounds like, no, Chazusa in and of itself, the Maisi can't be Mekel. A second afkamina, this of Shat, is also, what is the Yisoid of why to be Mekel Chazusa? Is the Yisoid of why Chazusa coming to be Mekel, it's a Gili in the lack of Akpado, and to simit to make a person not be Makbid? That's how the Sitara understands Avon in Chazusa. The way the Taz and Shach sound like they're going, Chok Muzam goes, it's a Sibuza Heter, there's no Chatzitz over here. It was one saying it is a Chatzitz, not Matbid. One saying there's no Chatzitz over here. Fine. Those are first the Havona in what's going on flowing down in the Kash and Tirutzim to building up the Sugya. The Taz, after being down the Sugya of the Rekeach, he has his own Kimt over here. He being down the Mice of an Isha, she went to be told with the Mikvah, she touched the walls of the Mikvah, and she got blackened from the walls of the mikvah. And he wants to compare it to the sugi of the rekeach. Just like the rekeach said, you touched this pad over here, it got blackened. Who didn't? If you touched the walls of the base of America, it's got blackened. It's also not a bayam, it's not the sugi of chatzitzo. This taz is extending the rekeach and brought down by the paiskim, by slach yudah, chach mazadim, and others bringing down loch lamaiso. Again, the ashela, how do you read the taz? What should I want in the taz over here? The taz starts off with the sugi of chazuso, throws in the idea of lack of bitul over here. What is exactly the avonah? So again, the sitar is very clear. Kami wants to argue. The Taz seems to say chazus in and of itself a ma'aseh can be mekel. That's how most achrim seem to stand. Pshat Chok Mozolim says that pshat the Taz over here chazus in itself any pen mark upon a person ma'aseh is not a problem. Basa shekel the ikedir the archashulchan yan meya. That's pshat in the Taz. Atzad Hasheni Ravona says you read further in the Taz. He throws in the idea that she's not machbit to have it upon her hands. You threw in the din of Akpado. It starts with Chazusa and ends with Akpado. Therefore, Vosner, and before in the Atzil Avon, he says, no, Be'etzim, according to the Taz, you need two things over here. has to be you're not. It has to be a case of chazusa that you're not makbid. Atzad shlishi, the Makor Chaim, the Parashat Yemoyim says, no, the chazusa makes it a lack of akpado, but that echo point is lack of akpado. That means even in the Taz, what comes out, the simple reading sounds like chazusa. So the Taira, that's how the Numis Parashat can go. But he throws in, maybe needs both, or maybe chazusa nichol get of ein akpado. Halacha Maisa, what to go do? So just to be clear, we discussed until now two options. Either Noi or Chazusa stands by itself, or you need Noi and Chazusa. Kamal Ramoshin says, I have a third option. That one of them is good by itself, but the other one needs a tzirah. Biyadavar. Ramoshin discusses that, he says, that the case of the Taz is Chazusa ba'almo. In fact, this is a Tyro, you want to make it by Chazusa by itself? Either case of Tzavo is Chazusa, and the Mechaber is being made only by Tzavo, it's Chazusa, only by a painter and not by other Noshim. Therefore, Chazusa by itself will not be Mekel. That's all the Siddur Torah says. How about Noi by itself? Would Siddur Torah agree that Noi by itself can be Mekel? Maybe Noi is better than the case of Chazusa. So the Moshe begins Chloraya. The Rosh is one in the world, the Rosh himself is one in the world by a ring, or a Kamlum to be Machmer. It's the case of Noi over here. Why be Machmer? Says the Rosh, you know why? I'll be the right here because sometimes women take it off and then do Lisha. You see, the Rosh says that Noi by itself, not Chazusa in the ring, might still be Mekel. See, the Torah himself says in Sivkot Mem Dalad, building upon that, if so, Noshim, who are the Derech, let's say, not to need Chalo, maybe for them, a Noi will not be, the case of ring will not be a Chatzitza. He said, no, by Noshim, but Ladata is the other Noshim. He said, by men who don't make chalas, no men don't make chalas, he says, I ring by them, l'mais not a chatzitzo, it's noi. So we see this in the Torah himself says, and noi by itself, l'mais, is not nichol neged of chatzitzo. So Moshe points out that you have to read this in the Torah slowly, there's a third option here. That noi l'mais, the loch is not a chatzitzo by itself, but chazusa, you need a tzirif with it, but not a case of noi. So let's go back to the Bach and Prisha. Are they saying a third level over here? So Bach speaks out very clearly. Yes, the kashik to chol, the case of the makeup over here. Aitz noi. He answers the case of mamoshes. That means makeup does not stand by itself. He is either the case of a tzav of a painter. Yeah, he said the kashik chazusa. He says only over there because it's not, the other noshim is not malachtoi. So you see clearly the Bach holds that neither one stands by itself. That means you really have three options in the sugya how to paskin. We have those who say you need both chazusa and noi, the Bach. We have those who say that noi stands by itself, mashen chazusa doesn't. We see the Torah according to our Moshe. And then we have the Chokhmah Zadon, who is very clear, chazusa stands by itself, and noi stands by itself. Now, once you have these three options, you have to know how to paskin now. So go through again how to paskin. First, take the case of noi. Noi over here, again, according to our Moshe, is more of a tzad over here to your Michael. So, Maisa by noi, the Bach is Machmer, the Pishal Maisa is Machmer. However, they point out the Meiri clear in the sugya on Daf Samach Vav says by Noi itself, Maisi a person can be Meikel. Chokh B'Sodom goes this way. Tila David, the Chovetz Chaim and the Bialoch and Simukus Samach Aleph. Over there, he writes a case of when you have Mamoshes to it. He says the Loch is it can be Meikel in case of Chazus and he sent you like you paskin your day as Simukus Tadaches of Yudain and the right like the Rashbo. That means the Bialoch is paskining Noi the Maisi stands by itself. The Moshe Tshuva goes this way and the Malachim go this way. Of Nashe Klein, of Scheinberg, of Kodashani. Of Ulman, Rusha Oyes, you see the Satira of Berkowitz, they come along and say, no, the mice is not a problem. Asada Sheni, Chazusa is more reason to be Machmer, again from Moshe. And therefore, besides the Bach and the Pisha's Machmer, we also we have the Satira of the mice to be Machmer. We have the Pazi Moinim's being Machmer, but Moshe, at least in one Shuva, says to be Choshe to be Machmer over here. Why? Chazusa is less the reason to be Mekel. Come along about the Shulchan says, it's very nice, they want to argue, be Machmer, but again, the Bada Shulchan points out, the Meiri is Meforish. Sai McBoys and Sai in the Sugur to be Michael. The Forsha Tashbats to be Michael. The Shach over here, when he discusses the Sugur of Dioi, he has a kasha, why is Dioi being Chaitis? What do you want being Chaitis for? He has to come on, what's say this Mamoshis over here? It sounds like Chazusa by itself is the reason to be Michael. Either we shouldn't say that, that's true, but even Lalocha in the Shulchan Aruch, he's saying that over here. So you see the Shach, the says that Machzor Shekel is being Michael clearly over here. The Forsha Shach. The Chokhmah Zodom, the Kitchen Aruch, the Tila David, the Mushtarot, the Aruch HaShulchan, and therefore the Arsram, the Meisr, come along and pass him that also Chazusa stands by itself. The Arzvi, the Chodshani, the Mushayos. So, Be'etzem, we have two different halachas, and even by the case of chazusa that Paiskim want to be mekel. In Hilchus Netil Sedayim, over there it's very clear that Mishmur the Paiskim will also mekel by the sugya of Netil Sedayim, by a case of chazusa. However, it's not clear of a raya. We will get to Bez Shem on Sunday by the case of an Uman the Maestro mekel over here. But let's say an Uman has two jobs. Let's say the person over here is a Sheikhit and also someone who sells Shuman. And therefore they have upon themselves Sai Dam and Sai Shuman. Two malachas upon themselves. Is that a chatzitz or not? The Gemara, I think it's Vachem, it's a Shaili Boidle Ifshita. Magavim says that by Nida will be Machmer and by Tilas Daim will be Mekel. Nida is more Chomedic than the case of Tilas Daim. Nida is a Srach of a Deraiso. Mashenki, Tilas Daim is a case of Vada Dirabonim. So it's true in Hilchus and Tilas Daim will see coolers over there. Unless the Mishabuah says you, like it says over here, we have no right to take it that far. But we do see that we paskin by Tilas Daim. Chazus la milsa, the point you say to know over here. Maisa Berkowitz, he takes the on like a Moshe more of a reason to be makom over here, if only he make a lump sum by law. Maisa comes out, we have these two cases, Noi and Chazusa. If you can make each one by itself, what about the case of Roiv? Again, the Shach brings down, the Bosh brings down the Rashba. Even by Roiv, it can be makel. What comes out practically is most of Maisa are makel over here. Side by the sugya of Noi by itself, side by Chazusa by itself, is the ikke of a Dindrabonon over here. The sugya of a Dindrabonon, over 20 different Svarim are making each one by itself. So if so, people are asking, so why do you tell Noshim to take off the makeup for? Makeup is usually Chazusa. It is a case of Noi. You have everybody in Maishis Mekel, that's Mechab over here, that's the Rosh, the Rajbo. So each one by itself is a Tumul. Why in the world are we telling Noshim that to remove the makeup of very Mach about taking off makeup? Oh, very good. Kamal that Chayim discuss is Mechab a case of L'chadchilo B'di'evin. That means the whole Rashman Rosh on saying L'chadchilo, but that case of B'di'evin. So, we saw that already that Ma'an Sefalov, that Ma'an is very clear, he says anything that's not Chaytzitz, even though Medina is not Chaytzitz, still you have to take off. The Shal among the Chayim, what is Ramah on what Halach we're discussing about? That means that Ramah is bringing down on Sefalov the Kain of Miyat, that a person is not Makbid. But it's upon a person, it's a mutual makbid. That is very clear. Ramah and the Taz and Shach say that's Ramah is going on. Number one, it's going on to the phase of the sugya of Rafoi. Look in the Daki of Moshe and the Gosh Shaidu inside. It's going on the sugya of Rafoi. However, the question is Ramah going in the case of Noi? Is he going in the case of Makeup? The starkest for Kamal and Sefer Chaim Chesed, I think a few hundred years ago, Kamal and says the Loch is not a Noi. Yeshel Chalakarbe. Noi the side is part of the body. You don't remove part of your body, you keep your finger attached to yourself. The ink over here is kigufay domi, losh the rashba. That's part of you. That's nothing to do with a chatzitza that's mirchen makbid. Not a case of roth over here. It's part of you. Therefore, the Ramah does not apply the case of makeup. He said that's a mini, he writes to this town somewhere, one of these five places, that the women went with makeup inside the mikvah. Maestas won't not go that way. But Moshe and Shuva and the Chodeshani and the Daki Yeshua and Shuva says, the Ramah says to remove everything. Everything means everything over here. And therefore, the whole halacha of taking off makeup is, you can maybe say, maybe Mechab is not all that way, but Pashas, even Mechab agree, they point out, that he'll remove everything. This halacha is even b'di'evet. You could say the Mechab is not the Ramah. Nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Right, you could say that. No, so the Siddur says the Mechab agrees. I don't remember where he says it, but the Siddur and the Pesach Chai pass in this way, and the Sfan do pass in this way. Again, you can argue which Sfan I'm referring to. But this entire from Abdallah, I think, says it. So, first of all, we have a look in the gate to Noi that is spoken out clearly. Va'id says the Chodshani step further. Let's say it's Noi and Chazusa. Also, he says that Nichol the Gedim Ramal, the Maisi, you have to remove it. So, it comes up practically that one of the questions I think on the test was, what can you leave on that's not a Bayer Chatzitza? So, Ari in the answer, he wrote, Aleph Yud Nun, nothing. You have to take off everything. Some guys want to answer Sivov, the Ramal there. You have to give all this as chatzitza. The halacha is you remove everything, whether it's chazusa, whether it's noi, whether the case of mishnah mach, the case of rofi over here. That means this halacha is b'di'evit, or we mentioned already, efshir or makom tzara kedoyma. That means that sometimes women don't know this halacha, they die, they hear, you can't remove it, or a case they're not going to take off their makeup for whatever reason, we'll get them in cases, or makom tzara, fine, that'll be nichol negedah of b'di'evit. Otherwise,
not dying the hair
is part of the makeup. Well, we'll get to these different cases. Yeah, but of course, that's the case of the Rashba. Rashba is dying the hair.
No, not to go ahead.
Yeah. That's Mamash the Rashba. If we're taking the Rashba and the Ramah together, you should not make sure that the hair that is dying is something you can remove. I mean, the different types of dollars you can put inside. Fine, so we just, I think, made all the building blocks over here. Let's try to look it over again. And Be'ez Hashem, instead of going through the situation, the cases quickly, on Sunday we'll go through numerous cases, how the place can be done very practically over here. And the people like discussing the extreme case of the Maisa that was brought down, the Maisa Joyo of an Isha who had Chubas Nido. It came Shabbos Brachas, it was Friday night, and she had Lel Mikvah. So the question is, what do negate the Sugya of makeup? And there are five or six different answers of what to go do. We'll try to discuss all these different cases, how to make it practical. Just to end off, it's at the Parsha of Thursday over here. So, Parsha of Yisrael is this Parsha of Bullock. We have a whole entire Parsha that there is not one mitzvah over here. No mitzvahs. We have Parsha of the Klai Yisrael, but Ekir is not inside. We're only to the end of the Parsha, we're not here. So, what exactly is the Parsha over here coming to go teach us? What is the Musa, Hashgacha? My father was here and always tell me, you know, what's the Musa Shabbat? What do we have this Parsha for? What's telling us? So, of course, the Bali Musa always likes starting off. The first of all, come teach you not to advise your person. As you know, that the Osain, the Chamorah spoke back to Bullock over here, to Bilam over here, and Rashi brings down that afterwards it was killed. Why? Because Baruch was chos on Mokum covered up his on the guy over here. Allah has come to become a regular person. So, first of all, not to advise your person. Fine, that's a side point to the parasha. The second thing that Ilm likes to discussing, Matovu Lecho Yaakov, Rashi brings down the Indian Tznius, one window to another window over here. The Balamos likes discussing the Sugya of Tznius over here. Again, that's a side point. But what is it really the whole parasha over here teaching? To ask it even more, a step further, we take out the Mir Siddur, Elias Eliyahu, he brings down there Esses Chiris, a person should say every day. I mean, certain Siddurim have 6 times, other Siddurim have 10 times. The core for that is Yayivit Sechido. Shalom, how many Sechiris? One of them is a posik in Micha, which says this week's Haftarah. Ami Zechono Mayot Bolok Melch Moyov. Remember the Eitz of Bolok, the Eitz, the Ma'ono Oisa Yibilim and Ba'or Menashitim, Adaglil, the Man Das Sitzkos Hashem. There's one Esa Sechiris to remember every single day is the give and take between Bolak and Bilam, the man that sits with Hashem. Not just the parsha, the sixth parsha, it's every single day. The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs, in Nasogus Leramam, where he left out certain mitzvahs, he brings down this possible man that sits with Hashem, that's something you have to remember the Doris, you have to remember constantly. Discussing why the Ram left out certain things, but something you have to remember constantly. So we have a parsha that has no mitzvahs, the Klal Yisrael is not there, that we have to remember every single day. Take it a step further. The Gemara Brachas, Nafi Beis and Beis. The Gemara brings down that the Chazal want to be Kaveya, Pashabol, be Kriyashma. Chazal wanted every single day in Kriyashma to say the whole time Pashabol. Put in another 95 Pesukim. In Kriyashma. Why not? Gemara ends off, as Edom would assume, Tiachid and Seber. Fine. And the Gemara says every single day we should say it. What's so special? Gemara is a give and take. We'll end with the pasuk because in the Parsha of Balak it says, "Kora kashoch of karyei, kal benu yidmi kemenu." You go to sleep like a lion, and wake up like being protected from those cubs, from the children of the lion there. So we have this parsha, no mitzvahs, no klai yisrael. We should remember every single day, and etz we should say kriyashma every single day, except tirchid and tzibur. What's so special about this parsha? What's miyuchad? What's unique over here? And there's no mitzvahs. It's a pel over here. There's a Sefer Chemin Shloimo, the Tankerov. He brings down a Pshat of Sam Sofer. Sam Sofer discusses a possible we're saying to Hillam, Halo Shem Kol Goyim, Shabachu Kol Umim, Kigov Aleinu Chazdoi. This man of Mashiach, we will, and all the Goyim will praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Give Shvach Badot HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bet Sam Sofer, Kol Goyim, all the nations of the world, Kol Yisrael. We're the ikkel over here. We're the ones the maestro be praised at Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm sorry, he said over a story. And the one time he finished Shas, he's doing his boididos in the yard in the forest over here. All of a sudden he hears a rustle behind him, and he sees there's a guy over there holding an axe in his hand, a garda in biyadoi. And he asks the guy, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I'll tell you the truth. I saw a yid in the forest. I have an axe in my hand. What better can you go do? I came behind you. I thought to pick up my hand to do something. My hand wouldn't budge. I tried a second time. My hand wouldn't budge. Tried a third time. Wouldn't move. I was mekavel by myself. Not to kill you. Now you hear me. Now I'm standing in front of you. And you turn around and you see me over here." Says the Sam Sofer, "Hello, Shem Kol Goyim. We do not know always what the Goyim are trying to go do to us. The world of the nation, they know what they try to go do. And then the ones who are going to give real shvach b'ado, they're going to see the shkach of protas. They're going to say the Yad Hashem, because we don't know half the time what's happening. The parasha over here, we are clueless. We're walking through the midbar, and we have no idea what's running from mountain to mountain, the kabonis and the times, what's happening over here. We're just mamish walking through over here. We mamish know nothing. I once saw a blurb in the very office that Neshama was arguing the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he did not want to come down to this world. He says, you know, sorry, over here, Sionis. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, don't worry, I'll be with you the whole entire time. So the person lived 120. He comes back after 120. He's watching the good parts of his life. You see the two sets of footprints. The bad part of his life, you see this one set of footprints. You want to go to Baruch Hu? Always be with me. Hashem said, you missed the boat. Good part, two set of footprints, that's me and you. The bad part, that's my footprints. I'm carrying you. I'm holding you. And the Pasuk says, Ani Imcha B'Tzara, I'm always with you. He said over here of the parasha, we remember every single day. And what the Gemara and Brachas over here are saying, if you remember, we go to sleep like lions, and we have protection like cubs, because Baruch Hu is constantly watching us. Rashi explained over there, B'shach P'chov K'mecha, is always the Yad Hashem, always the Shkach HaPratis. And that's Mamash, the Seder of the parasha. Remember the give and take of Balak and Bilam, the man that's Tzitkesh Hashem over here. With Man Mashiach, the Gemara will know exactly what they did, and the UN, the United Nations, and Iran, everything. We don't know half the things, even things that we stop. But they know everything. And that's the concept of the parasha. They have to ingrain the sameness that we have. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes care of most of the things. Some things he let us know, just to keep us in tune to what's happening. But otherwise, Be'etzem, there's a shkocha, process any and everything, even though we're clueless, we did not daven to Hashem by Baal Gadol, we knew nothing. And that's why we have to remember that every single day that there's always Yad Hashem, attack with Zecha, Yad Hashem Kol Goyim. Shabbos.